Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
More allegations against the governor surfacing over the weekend. Now calls by the state Senate Majority Leader for the governor to resign, and the speaker coming about as close, saying the governor needs to really consider whether he can govern. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, over the weekend, probably the most crippling blow to the governor in terms of Democratic support from elected leaders. Andrea Stewart Cousins not only saying the governor should resign, but saying the governor must resign. And as you mentioned, Carl Hastie, the leader of the assembly, saying he shared that sentiment as well. The governor had gotten a heads up on the fact that the legislative leaders were going to make some sort of announcement like this. And he kind of did a preemptive conference call with reporters where he said, I will not resign. So now the state government is in crisis and is not sure as to what steps happen next. There are some lawmakers who are saying if the governor was not resigned, then they should bring up the possibility of impeachment, which would be historic in New York. It's only happened one time, and it was way back in 1913. And one of the issues here is the governor has said, wait the investigation of the attorney general, who has now been authorized to probe these allegations. I'm not so sure how quickly that happens. The AG is going to be deliberate in picking out an independent prosecutor. That's going to take some time. Then there's going to be the gathering of evidence, emails, before they ever even start interviews. So I don't know that the probe is going to go that quickly. And so this might linger for some time. And the interesting thing is we're here now in the second full week of March, and it's a critical time for the state. State budget is due on April 1st. The governor and the legislature are supposed to negotiate for that. I'm sure the staffs on each side are very seasoned professionals who will continue with talks, but you wonder how this overhangs any kind of negotiations. And New York is in an interesting situation with its budget. The completion of the federal stimulus bill means pretty much every bit of New York's deficit that they'd been looking at the beginning of the year is now going to be covered, but there's still going to be calls for tax hikes on the ultra wealthy because New York will not have that federal aid going in the future. So it's a very precarious time on several levels for state government.
Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Hey, thanks, Yancey.